This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Just passed. It's important to take away from the Yontif and to keep the Sidusin of the Yontif, that should continue. Yom Tovim. You get from so much from a Yontif. Got to work on, in English they say, keeping the Yontif alive. It should go with us. So I'd like to bring out a nekuda that we should take from the Yontif, because it's every day we need to be Messiah, this Indian that Shavuos gives us and stands for. And that is Kihem Chayenu Ve'Eirech Yameinu. Person's Meschazik, Meseirech, Shavuos, Avad, beautiful. Aber Rabbi Sai, Vashvuos zogt uns, what Shavuos tells us, we must know and Chazer to repeat. Should be clear by us, because it's the aside of Yiddishkeit, it's the aside of the Yid. Taira, 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 Taira. And that Taira is Kihem Chayenu, to a Yid, that's life. And nothing else in this world is life. Kihem, Taira, and Kiyam HaMitzvahs is the life of a Yid. So I'd like to discuss Kihem Chayenu a little bit. We all know Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks, why did we need Kof Aleihem Har Kigigis? That the Ribbono Shel Olam should uproot the mountain and threaten us, Shom Tehei Kfuraschem, that if you don't accept the Torah, this is your burial, this is your death. And Avada, we all know the Diuk, it's famous, doesn't say Pai, doesn't say here, it says Shom. It just said Pai, Pai Yeh Kfuraschem, here. The mountain is here now. And of course, the Teretz, Isaiah speaks about it, but I'm sure others have spoken about it as well. Sham means in the future generations as well. Wherever it may be, in whatever time period of history, that we lack Kabbalah, Satera, we lack the Nasav and Nishma, Sham, there, at that time, that period of history will be Tiyek V'raschem. But Taisa's question is, but we accepted the Torah. We said Nasa V'nishma. Why do we have to be forced? If you don't accept it, if we don't, then I said yes. Okay, I said yes. No, in a case, I said yes. So Taisa says that the Ribbono Shel Olam was afraid that we would renege on our commitment of Nasa V'nishma from fear, from the Eish HaGadayla, the fire, and I always translate what fire. Abaisa Yidalach, for the Torah we were put into fires for many years. We were burnt at the stake for learning Torah and keeping Torah. The Eish HaGadayla doesn't only mean the Eish HaGadayla of Matan Torah. There's Oshad Kulay, but Eish HaGadayla means throughout the Doiris, the same Shom, through the Doiris there will be Eish HaGadayla. Eden will have to learn Torah through flames. So Shom Teik Furaschem, the Ribbono Shel Olam had to force us. The Maral in Tveres Yisrael says a different pshat. The reason why we needed to be forced, zok the Maral, because Torah, a Yid must understand, is not just because I want, but I must. Torah has to be hechrich, like ear, breathing. If you don't have it, you're not going to live. If you don't have it, you're not going to live. So in order for us to really be mekabel as Yidden Torah, dafim fashtein, we have to understand that Torah is not I want, but Torah is I must. It's life. It's kiheim chayenu ve'ayrach yameinu. So together with the Kabbalah of Nasav and Ishma, we still need it. Kof aleim arkegigis. And he doesn't speak this out, the Maral, but this is what he means of Shamtek Furaschem. Like we explained, that without Torah, Ayid Lepnisht, we're not alive. This is our death. So together with the Kabbalah, you still needed Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis. There was a Shaila that bothered me for many years. I mentioned this in the past. All the halachas and minhagim that we have by a chuppah, by a chasana, is taken from Kabbalah Satera. As they zog the Maram Rutenberg, Tashbats, Shainim, they talk that all the minhagim. Where is the chuppah? It's the Kaf Aleihem Arkegigis. I don't understand. The Kaf Aleihem Arkegigis, Shom Teik Furaschem. You want to go to Azachasana? In English, we call it a shotgun wedding. This is what it's called. Am I right about that? I'm not very, you know, I'm not so worldly, but I try to make believe a little bit that I cannot bissel English, but that bissel das, but that bissel weltlich. I think that's what it's called, right? It is called that. Everybody's shaking their heads. It looks like everybody identifies with the concept of a shotgun wedding. Okay, got it. How could we borrow from Matan Deire? The chuppah, which is Kaf Aleihem. The chuppah was Kaf Aleihem. And with a Shamtek V'Raschem. Imagine Mishtei Tunta the chuppah. And the, you know, the father sits there and he tells the chassid, Hazach Tzu. Either you accept, or if not, pulling the whole place down. Shom Teik V'Raschem. So I'd like to share with you a Meshech Chachma, which the Meshech Chachma gives me a little bit more to understand the Kaf Aleihem Hakigigis, which gives me a little more to understand why we use the Kaf Aleihem Arkegigis as a chuppah by a chassid. Zog der Heilige Meshech Chachma Nakdama Teshmeis says, Klal Yisrael Teire Bechira. You need Bechira. Teire needs choice. If you don't have Bechira, then you're no different than an animal. The animal has no bechira. It's muzai mit bechira. And since by Maimir HaSinai we saw so much, we were so moved. You look at Shir HaShirim, so much Ahava, there was so much. We lost our bechira. Yeah. Sometimes when you see it's so gewaldic and it's so true and it's so beautiful and so many other adjectives, trust me, ilufinu mali shira kayam, we would never finish the adjectives of how beautiful the Teva is. Just look at Agdamis, you understand the beauty of Teva. beauty. Shenkite from David. We had to. Zok the Meshech Chachma, that was the Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. It wasn't that the Rebbein Shalom actually took the mountain and said, I'm going to kill you. No, Chas V'Shach. Kaf, he forced us. I read you the Meshech Chachma. Says, I'm merdig a Meshech Chachma. Haskalasam behira bli iruv dimyayim v'gesem klal at ki huchuchu kemalachim. Continuing, after Matan Torah, the Bnei Shalom said, "Shuvu lachem le'aha aleichem." You can't stand on the madrega of Matan Torah because you need bechira. So go back. Go back to your oil. Go back to your life. Migrada says, interesting. Oil, the neshama, the guf is the oil of the neshama. Azay zok the meshchach, it's push meshchach ba beis. Dailam's looking, oh, he must be saying over for chsida shetayra, which is also good, but that's not, it's a meshchach ba beis. Shuvu lachem la'aleichem, the oil, the neshama. Go back to the oil, which means your geshem, your physical, because you need, it shouldn't just be ruchni, it has to be geshem. It needs that it should be that the body, the gashmi, the person, he also, with his taivis and his ritzoinis, because Torah needs bechira. You can't just be on the lofty level of nesham alone, pacha nishmasa mamish, ruchni, completely ruchni. I think with this he could understand something very interesting. Kash always bothered me. Kaf aleyem ha kigigis. What is a gigis? A barrel. Why is it important that we should know that the har was like a barrel? A barrel? How does it take the har? You need an illustration of gigas? And I have another shaylefiyah, they say. You think that's all that we're left with? Rashi goes further, and Rashi explains what a gigas is. What is a gigas? A gigas is a barrel that you put sheikhar into it. It has to be a keg. And the keg has to be shenayis by sheikhar. It's a shaylefiyah. Now, you ever thought about it? You take a mountain. Any child would understand. You have the mountain, and the mountain's on top of it. And it's. No. It was like a barrel. It's like a gigas, like a barrel. And the barrel is. So, Rashi, you have to know what's in the barrel. The barrel, the sheikhar inside. What's in the barrel? What's in the barrel? Habes, I want to tell you something, Meredith. And I think this is this Meshechach. I see everyone smiling. Baruch Hashem. It's a shena other basically. You know, all your life you heard Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. You ever think about what it means? The words, the mountain. A barrel, a rash, a gigas, nice to be sheichar. Put beer in it. It's gonna mean what you put in it. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Eviyani Amelech El Beis Hayoyim. Who took me al Beis Hayayin? The Melech. When did he take me al Beis Hayayin? You know when the Eibishter took us to Beis Hayayin? Zumatan Torah zok the Medrash. It's Har Sinai. Matan Torah Heviani, he took us al Beis Hayayin. There's another Medrash. Yayin, Torah, Yenishol Torah. It's arevim, it's sweet, it's delicious. Teire is yenishol teire because it's yayin, it's masik, it's arev, aloim dehem. The Goyin says, yayin, what's the gematria? It's 70. There's ayin panim la teira. There's up the goyin. So meila teira is yayin. Tom, you ever walk into the store to buy schnapps, wine? So I had the complicated task of doing that before Yontem. Made a simcha shtickles. I went. I was sent to buy. I came in there. I almost got lost. I had no idea. I said, could you help me out? There were 70 Alei vodkas. No. Yeah, that nice. Heviani al Vesa Yayin, the Rainish Leilam took us to the Vesa Yayin. Ayin panim la tayrisha keini meshika is piyuki taivim daidecha. Yayin, jayin shal tayra. Lavrudeman. I once heard in Camp Aguda, he was walking with Rav Gifter. Yeah. He was walking with Rav Gifter. And he said to Rav Gifter the following. He said that, I can't pass by a Sfarim store. Azevi ashikr tanish duchken abar. Ich tanish duchken a Sfarim store. Yeah. I told this over to Rabbi Yishrei. He enjoyed it so much. Rabbi Yishrei's Atzalia. He was such a amazing. Yeah. Why? There's a beautiful Arachayim. The Arachayim says, V'samachta b'chalatoiv in the parasha of Bikurim, Dvarim chavav yiralif, V'samachta b'chalatoiv, Ashenos l'cha Hashem aleikecha, L'veisecha, Ato, Alevi, you should be happy with all the good. Says the Arachayim, what's all the good? Merum is the name is Teire. Now the state, in Ovis, Perik Vav, Mishneh Gimel, Vein Teiv, Ella, Teire. The ultimate Teiv is Teire. Shem Hoyu b'nei Adam, Margishim, b'mesikus, v'arevus, Teiv ha-Teire. Oh, you mishtagim. They would go crazy if they only tasted, if they were able to tap into the taste of the sweetness of the teva. Umislayati machareho. I asked Rabbi Yishvei Zecher Tzadik Livracha, what is the translation of mislayate? Drawn. He told me the following. He said, Rabbi Aaron der Shiva, when the Flektibes sagen, der Archaim, Flektet das Verteidchen, addiction, addiction, Mislayatim, addiction. Azevi Ashikr is addicted to water, to schnapps. Not schnapp beer, he said. In those days it was beer, today it's more schnapps. Rakoponim! Addiction! You know, if you go to the AAA meetings, Hashem, hopefully nobody has to go, but those that go, they always have this need. Is addiction with Bechira, without Bechira? When someone is addicted to something, you're smiling. It's all the rain, all the philosophical rain, the 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 rain. Are you addicted means, do you have choice or your mom is no choice? They say, Teire, I think, is the only addiction that Hakum Meidim, there's no question about it, that you don't have a choice. And how do I know this? That's this Meshechachna. Meshechachna says, Hakaf Aleim Arke Gigas, there was no Bechira. And what was the Kaf Aleim Arke Gigas? Because they were Masig. It was Teire, yeah. And when Rabbi Yishvei Zecher Tzadik Livracha told me over this shtikale from Rabbi Aaron, I told him, Rashi Shiva, you nutztem nusach, azevi ashikr, addicted, azevi ashikr, chaba maisef adir. Then in Camp Aguda, Rav Rudman said that he can't walk past the Sfarim store. Balezach, Azevi, a shikke taldish that came by a bar. Addiction. It's such a no from it. Habesu and I fegin akasha yes. Yelt. Kof aleim ha gigigis. What's gigis? Habesu zog. Gigis shol sheikha was tutsachopta. Shikir. Shikairani v'loy miyoyin. Kof aleim ha gigigis. The Rebbeinu Shlom showed them. It's the Gewaldik. It's not only Gewaldik, it's Emes. That's the Emes, Rabbi Yisrael. It's addiction. Evyani El Beis Hayoyin. Shecher is something Hamishtaker. The word Shecher always means not necessarily beer per se. Dover Hamishtaker is always called Shecher. It's like radical. I mean, Shecher, the concept of Shikrus. Dova Mishtak Gigis. Kof Aleim Hak Gigis Rafezai. This is what the Hechich was. You ever see a bottle of vodka the size of a barrel today, Baruch Hashem? I saw such things today recently. How much the size of a, like you ever see the fuel at the tank? If you want to fill up unleaded, it's a diesel fuel. Mat azolch kanonim from beer and schnapps. Azolch mit a muzzle. You can drain, mamish a rein in boil. You can stick it into the mouth, mamish a zay achreza. Yeah, that I said. Give me a tellin. I'm telling you, This is kaf aleihem ha kikis. There's a meirid kevat. Yeah. But let's just go back 1 minute now to the chuppah. Tassan, the chuppah is the kaf aleim hakigigis. So I ask you a kasha. Is that a good thing? It's forced. The forcing is the ahav aleim is the forcing. It's a different type of a forcing. The yisoid from kaf aleim from chuppah meint Rebbeinu Shloim v'chab de'azei lib teire chab de'azei lib v'meila ich verstehe azei gut. I understand, I'm masig. So the chuppah is a whole different, the kaf aleim hakigigis is a whole different idea. It's a schlechte Sache, it's a gute Sache, it's a good thing, it's a sign of tremendous ahava. It's a beautiful word from the Dubna, Heilige Dubna Magid. Heviani Amelech El Beis Hayoyin. What is Heviani? I went or he took me. He brought me. Heviani, he brought me, Zot the Dubna Magid. He forced me. Heviani Amelech El Beis Hayoyin. Kof Aleim Hakigigis. Abavidig Le'alai Yahavo. Even though you forced me, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled. What do you mean? But you forced me. You forced me and you threatened me. Good. Gvaldik. And I think Abesai, the Nasa Venishma was on the Kfir too. Klal Yisrael gesagt, Rebbeinu Shleilam, yes, force me more. Ich will. That's what I want. I accept the forcing too. Where did I get this from? I'll tell you. There's a Mishnah that for Karbonis and Gittin, when necessary, when the Chdin is that you have to divorce or you have to bring a Karbon, it's a Mishnah in Erchin. The Rambam, the famous Rambam Hilchos Gershon, says that every Yid, he's masking why, even though he's being forced. Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Chaf, Me'achas Shel Reitza Liyos MiYisrael. Evil Tach Sayin Yid, he wants to be a Yid. V'Reitzu Lasis Kol HaMitzvis, U'Lisrachek Mino Averis, V'Meila, he wants. He's yelling and screaming, I don't want. the way I always learned it and heard it. He's saying no. His mouth is saying no. But him, his neshama is saying yes. Yeah. He could be saying and screaming no. That's his mouth talking. Yeah, basically said that. His neshama is saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I want the carbon. This is the mitzvah I wanted. Achein and fregin, aber lemaisa zok nein. And you lemaisa, you're forcing him. So something's missing. You are forcing him. Good. You like the kasha. You don't like the kasha. Achein and talk about this question. At the end of the day, you're taking a. Let's not talk about current events. But I'll go above him. You take a bat and you're hitting him over the head. All right, check kasha for mice. You're doing it. What are you talking about? Was redst? So I went in to Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Livracha many years ago, and I asked him, Shiva, so see, Akasha, this is Nishkin Kasha. You like the Kasha. What do you hold? You hold this Hakka? Because it's a sadistic thing. A Yid wants to be forced. I heard from Mr. Zalman that it's not the Pshat, you're masking to do the mitzvah, so all you need is to be forced to get to your rotz and pnimi. You mask him on the forcing too. Ayid, he wants to be forced to do mitzvahs. Zeta gesagt, as mask him of the kfi eichet. I refer of Shach Meir, the Rebbe says, you know, everybody asks the kasha gil, on one hand, simcha, teira, kabbalah, sateira, on the other hand, what was it? We were forced. Roda, fear, chveza, pachad. So many svarim talk about this. And I never really understood the kasha. Remember, Rav Gifter once said, Ayid has strange emotions. He's able at the same time to have gil and roda. Ayid can, a guy can this. Others in ganz in tumult for him. He's in fear. He's in panic. Or he's gilo, he's happy to the point that shikat sachli amishugana. It doesn't go together, gilo b'rada. Of Ayid! And he said, take a look. Ayid is able to make a teva mate and a bach dynamis at the same moment. I machta tzve brachas, yeah? You know, Freud would have a hard time with this. You're talking about amamish a schizophrenia, shame come on you. A teva mate and a dynamis. It doesn't go together! Gift to you, sir. Ayid has a geishin which goyim don't have. As if like the zog, a base eichel zog nachash tikaleta. It's not a steer. The kfir, because of the roiva hava, I want the kfir. That's good for what I want. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I love you so much. Tyra, you're my life. You know, when they take a guy and he's not breathing, and the doctor's forcing the oxygen down his throat, what does he hate? Does he hate the doctor? Or does he thank the doctor and pay him a big sum of money? No, Yidalach, you're starting to chop, but I won't. Tyra's heim chayenu. Ki heim chayeinu v'yayrech yameinu. This is our life. It's hechrich, the maral. Mimuz, you have this like ear. So you're not appreciative, you're not happy. Okay, it's a good thing that the doctor is forcing the ear down my throat. It's a good thing. It's the right thing. Ki heim chayeinu. Now, Rabbeis, I want to tell you a nice. You see, the Olim is already starting to doze off. It's already reaching that part of the shir. And they're looking at the clock and saying, I'm supposed to finish soon. Okay. I grew up in a home with a tremendous Avos HaTorah. My father was a dugma of Hasmod and Avos HaTorah. Many brothers. Like all other Bachur, some of them, you know, had easier times in yeshiva, and some had, you know, And the only reason why I say it is because my brother, who has happened to, repeats it, and he says it over, and he's not ashamed of it, and he says it in shiurim in public, so it's no problem, I can repeat it. I had a brother that when you'd ask him which yeshivas he went to, he would ask you, you want to hear them in alphabetical order? They flick their hand for it. Yeah. Which means he, Baruch Hashem, made the rounds from yeshiva to yeshiva almost weekly. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. And he would say, until today, you can go over to him and ask him, what kept you? You had rough terrain. He said, Abba, my father, we call our father Abba, sent me a letter to yeshiva. And he says, I know that you're probably very, very frustrated with me. How I lost in ishtap, I don't leave you let. I don't stop bothering you. And I'm sure deep down you have resentment towards me. But let me explain to you something, my son. If a father would see a child drowning in an ocean, would you question the father's reaction that he's frantic and he tries everything and that he's pushing and shoving and kicking and screaming to help and save his son? You'd understand it. My kind, as the last is tired by me, it's as if he died. You can't have tightness on me. You can't have tightness on me that I'm trying to save your life. My brother kept this letter all the years, and he shows it to people. Habaisai, kihem chayenu is not just mizoktis. Kihem chayenu is a mitzias by yid, that's life. And I'd like to borrow a few more moments of your time to explain oirich yameinu. Kihem chayenu, habaisai, shvuas, take this with you. Shvuas is kihem chayenu. Take it with you daily. Work on it. And I want you to know that your children's hatzlach and Torah depends on your showing kihem chayenu. As mizet bantatim kihem chayenu, then all the children will learn and live and follow by example kihem chayenu v'oirech yameinu. It's all in the father's anhoge and the father's gisha, his approach, the way he looks and views Torah. But what's Oirech Yameinu? I want to tell you something. You know, it's interesting. Matan Torah was Pach HaNishmasa. Why did we need Pach? Why did the Nisham have to fly out? We died. Gestorben. So there's a lot of Pshatim, there's a lot of Torah, and it's not the right time now to go into it. But I like Pashi Pshat. Ayid on Torah is tight. He's not alive. And when the Rebbeinu Shlem said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha Hechya, he revived us. It's a Tchias HaMesim, they say. The Torah was Tchias HaMesim. This is what we had to learn from Maimon Har Sinai. Pacha Nishmasan. You're not alive. You look like you're alive. You sound like you're alive, but not Yid. Ayid is not alive. The Welt, yeah, aber du. It's Pacha Nishmasan, and then when Hashem said, Anechi Chazra, it came back. You know, we say in Birchas HaTorah, after we lay in the Torah, V'chaye Oilam Nota. Nota, B'seichenu. Chaye Oilam. What's Chaye Oilam? What does it mean? Chaye Oilam. Let's make this. I saw the Marik Shirat Rishon. He says, "Nota, it's chayim hi lemachzikim ba. Teir is the chabayim. It's a tree. It's the tree of life. The meila nota. We use the lashon of natia, planted. A tree. A tree is planted. It's a nice play on word jump. But what does it mean? You have a tree growing inside you. Oh, vaz vilminda. We say this is Birchas HaTorah. What are you saying? What do you mean? I think the pshat is Rabbi Bekitza. I have a few mahalchim, but I'll tell you just the last one. Tanav Shirav said over the Chavetz Chaim, Adova Shal Pella, something Pelladic. We all know that Torah is more than all mitzvahs. Why? We could talk for an hour about this. But the Panavish Rav said over in the Chafetz Chaim, the reason is, and I quote, Lefi shekal mitzvah hi pu'ula toiva. Every mitzvah is a pu'ula toiva, and avadi you get olam above for it. Teire. Not you're going to get Olam Haba for learning Torah. Torah alone is Olam Haba. That is Olam Haba. What do you think is going to happen in Olam Haba? You know, you learn first Seder, you learn second Seder. That's it. That's Olam Haba. They asked the Elta Zayda, the Beis Aaron, if he, what does he think about the Olam Haba? He says, I'll tell you, the M is. He said, if you ask me what my Olam Haba, it's nothing different than I have in Olam Hazeh. My Gemara, my Shtender, my notes, my Svarim, my notes. That's this Chafetz Chaim, I read to you. Ach limud ha-Torah hu yatzeh me'Olam Haba. It is Olam Haba. And here he brings a raya, which is unbelievable. The Gemara in Ksubis, we just learned it in Daf Yomi, those who follow the Daf Yomi, Ksubis Kuf Yud Aleph. Only Laim De Teira will get up for Tchias HaMesim. It's a Gemara. Ratzim won't get up for Tchias. Why not? Tchitam Mitzvahs, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Abba. Zakta Chafetz Chaim, Zapanev Yisharav says over the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael, yeah. They'll get up. No. They'll get Gan Eden. But to get up, to live, Lebanon and Gan Eden, that they're not going to have. Tchias HaMesim in Gan Eden was in Ishtar. Gan Eden was in Haben. Chalka me Gan Eden, Yekablu, Afila, Meratzis. Avada, the Eibishter will pay them back fully. Ach Chaim. Lo Yilem, Tchias HaMesim. Because Teir is Chaim, you don't have it. Hasasnish, what are you going to do? V'chaye oylam. You're living now? Okay, I'll throw out correct me if the maratzes in these nyanim are very shvach. There's like zachma going back to the future or back to the past. Or Christ, how does it give me a little bit, okay? So I want to teach you that Klal Yisrael, when they learn Torah, they're going into the future, b'chlal. They're not. It's chaye oylam. He's not here. And I'll prove it to you. Do you know? We say, the Gemara tells us that there was a child who did keep it of aim. He jumped on a tree. The tata tum gebet, he fell down and he died. Yeah? So they asked the question, it says, Laman yarichun yamecha. And what was the answer to the, what was the Gemara's teretz? Yarichu Yomecha is not in this world, but what is it? Miltach tzach dos is der pshat ki heim chayeinu obi v'yorech yomeinu. It's a different type of chayim. It's a different life. The chayeinu that we live is oirech yomeinu chayim. It's a different life. It's the laman yarichu yomecha al adomam, which is ba'ilam abah. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us Achidish that the life with Teira is not here now. He's living a life of Olam Haba. Chafetz Chaim, Mir Dartzach, that's Kihem Chayenu. But it's also the Oirech Yomeinu. A story. Okay, that is a story. I want to tell you two other things that my father instilled in us. Remember, my father was once learning, and it was a difficult situation. So I asked him, I see you learning. And I noticed that every time, I mean, my father always is learning, but especially in difficult times, his mamash amasmit otzum. You know, he said to me, here in Queens, the problem exists. We used to live in Queens, you know, here in Queens. Up in Nardon Pumpadisa, there's no problem. When I walk the streets of Nardon Pumpadisa, the problem isn't. I go back in time to Nardon Pumpadisa. Yid, his feet might be here. Where's his pnim? He's worlds away. He could be in Bavel, or he could be in Olam Haba. He's not here. There was one Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I saw my father was very nisragish, and I asked him, what was he thinking about? I wanted to learn. So he says, I told the Rebbeinu Shleilam that I'm ready to make a deal. To me, that my children learn Torah is the most important thing, and for me, that's my life, not interested in anything else. So he said, Rebbeinu Shleilam, how much more years I have to live? I'm ready to trade them in. If you could guarantee me that my children will finish Shas. He told me. I heard this from my father, Shari and Kip. I'm ready to trade it. I'm ready to go now. He says, tomorrow. Because to me, Torah is chayim, it's life. If not, there's no life. And I will end with the following story, and I want you to hear Rabbi say, take with you kihem chayenu. Let your children also see that you believe, and it's a mitzias by you, of kihem chayenu. My grandmother, Allah Shalom, she had a massive heart attack. So she was more or less a coma. They used to do surgery for many hours. They tried to save her. My father sat with his tillum for 30 hours straight. I told him, no, didn't stop. Tillum straight through. Then the doctors came out and said, there's not much we could do. We tried this surgery and that surgery. The blood pressure is dropping. It's 20 minutes to Petira. My father closed his tillum, and he opened up his red gemara. My father used to walk around with a little red gemara from a shas he used to carry with him wherever he went. Chassid is everywhere. His little red gemara, famous for his little red gemara. And he started to learn. So I told him, Abba, is it about, since you'll be oval, you can't learn. Are you trying to chop around the dafyami to chat? You shouldn't miss the next few blot. So he said, no. He said, till now, we had to have Rachmi Shemayim to daven. That's what the Avodah was. The Eibush to want Mishadamim to change the Gzar Din. Now that the Gzar Din is already Nixar, it's already looks like it's over, I want Bubby to go up to Shemayim with the Schus of my Torah. He said something so interesting. She's not dying, she's going with the Schus of Torah. She's going with the Torah. The Chaye Olam Nota. You know what Nota, Rabbi Yisrael, I believe is? He planted it deep b'seichenu from within us. Only a Yid has such hergeshim. It's deep rooted, deep and planted within us, nota, so eingepflanzt, the chaye oilam, that this is chayim and it's chaye oilam, is nota, so deep rooted. Ask a guy to explain it to a guy, you'll never be able to explain it. There's no explanation to it. It's nota, he planted it deep in the neshama, in the lave of a yid. Please, I'm asking. The cheesecake you'll forget, I guarantee you. And if you didn't forget about it, you'll have to work it off. Trust me, you're going to have to work it off, Rabbi Say. All right? It's got to leave your system one way or the other. I see everyone's laughing. What, everyone's going to the treadmills today? What's going on? Okay, all right, gotcha. But the shvu is on the shvu. It shouldn't wear off, Rabbi Say. ki heim chayeinu v'ayrach yameinu v'hem nege yayma b'layim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.